The twists and turns in the polls are due in no small part to the barrage of ads that have hit the airwaves.
The attack and rebuttal, the authorized, the unauthorized, the big money and the small. Ads dominate the political season, 30 fleeting seconds at a time.
Joining us now to dissect some of this season's ads is John Carroll. He's a professor of communication at Boston University. He runs the Campaign Outsider blog, and he appears regularly on our program. Welcome back, John.
Good to be back.
John, as we just heard from Steve Cazella sitting here next to you, this appears to be a very close race, the governor's race, and the ads are coming hard and fast. Here is a recent attack ad against Attorney General Martha Coakley.
Martha Coakley has run for 5 offices in Massachusetts, 7 elections in 17 years. Coakley supports raising the gas tax, but doesn't know what we pay.
10 cents?
And Coakley still has no plan to fix welfare.
John, that answer she gave is haunting her repeatedly.
Yes, it is.
Ad comes from the Commonwealth Future Fund, which was also behind an earlier attack against Coakley's child protection credentials. That attack really outraged her supporters. What is your sense of the impact of this latest hit?
Well, the Commonwealth Future Fund is basically the Republican Governors Association. They spent a lot of money. Overall, Democratic outside groups have been outspent by Republicans by 2-1. What this ad is trying to do is to say Martha Coakley, career politician, totally out of touch, has no plan for the future. So it's essentially trying to hang her career around her neck and also to give this sense that she doesn't really know what's going on in the real world.
There's also an attack ad out against her rival, Charlie Baker. This one was just released a few days ago.
In front of the cameras, Charlie Baker says what you want to hear. But when they're off, he has a troubling Republican record. A 94% rating from the state NRA, refusing to support a ban on assault rifles. And while working for a Republican governor, Baker wrote plans with harmful cuts to our schools.
Now, John, we've heard up to this point Baker more hit about his tenure at Harvard Pilgrim, cutting jobs, the salary he was paid. But now we have some new issues, the NRA, school funding, things we haven't heard about much so far in this governor's race. Do you view this as a new tack close to deadline by the Coakley campaign?
I think so. Do you think Charlie Baker might be a Republican? I think they say it often enough. It's on the screen for the entire 30 seconds, virtually. I think what they're trying to do is reposition him. He's been trying to position himself as an independent, as a moderate, very much the sort of the Scott Brown formula. This is the Democratic Governors Association and a number of labor unions who are funding this super PAC. And what they're trying to do is put Charlie Baker back on the wrong side of the conservative spectrum so that basically they tie the Republican Party to him.
Interesting. We had Karen Pulido, his running mate, on the show this week, and she kept saying we're Republicans but moderate Republicans. Your feeling is this attack ad is just meant to keep saying the word Republican and hope that scares Massachusetts voters?
Right. Nobody wants to be a full-throated Republican, so you won't see much of that.
Now, John, you have also called our attention to another set of political ads trying to influence voters. And this time, the line of attack from both parties involves the issue of veterans. We have two of those that I want you to listen to back to back for us before you weigh in. Here's one in the 6th Congressional District race. This is the one between Republican Richard Tesei and Democrat Seth Moulton. And the group that put this one out is called Vote Vets.
Who will bring fresh leadership to Congress? A career politician who votes against funds for veterans? Or a courageous veteran who served 4 tours in Iraq who will stand up for us?
Now, that is a pro-Moulton ad, of course. There's also a new ad out this week from the Moulton campaign directly.
Even with our veterans, we can't trust Richard Tesei and the Republicans. The Republicans blocked health care funding for our veterans. Tesei voted against increasing veterans' benefits and against funding services for disabled veterans. Now Tesei wants to join the extremist Republicans in Washington who threaten to shut down the government.
John, your take on this, particularly because so much attention is drawn off into Moulton's veterans' credentials.
Right. It's an interesting sort of two-step that he's doing. One, he's not playing up, really, his particular career in terms of the honors he received, the medals he received, but he is trying to play up his status as a veteran, and he's also trying to capitalize on the news. There's been a lot of news about scandals, about waiting times at the VA. This is something that has hit the public radar screen and that people are concerned about, and rightly so. So I think that he's trying to capitalize on this. Tesei has not come back on this particular issue in an ad. had yet.
There's also a somewhat surprising story in the Globe this week about Seth Moulton not having been very open about the medals he had earned during Iraq. It sort of was the opposite of an attack story, but it basically said he's not drawing attention to this. It's interesting, I think, that this ad indirectly draws attention to his military service.
Right, and I think he's always wanted people to know that he served in Iraq and Afghanistan, but he didn't really delve into the particulars. So these ads are trying to capitalize a little bit more on that.
Now, for Tissé, who's running against Moulton, this ad seems to have really touched a nerve because the Tissé campaign released a statement immediately from the former Secretary of Veterans Services for Massachusetts, Tom Kelly. And Kelly calls this ad, quote, willfully incorrect and cynical. Can you truth squad for us?
Yeah, I think that Richard Tissé says in his defense that he never voted against an increase, a direct increase in veterans' benefits. He says he supported veterans in housing area, in the benefits area. He says that his record, this is based essentially on a 2009 vote on the state budget, buried within which was some reduced funding for veterans. So it's trying to make him out like he went out and actually actively tried to take benefits away from veterans, when that's not really the case. Technically, he did vote for cuts, but it was in a much larger context.
The Tissé campaign has hit back at Moulton, and here's the ad that does that.
Who's behind Seth Moulton's campaign? Why are Wall Street special interests spending hundreds of thousands to elect him? And what did Moulton promise in return? Seth Moulton. Just too many questions.
I'm Richard Tissé. My husband and I live right on Main Street, next door to my mom. I've always fought for working families, the disabled, seniors, and small businesses.
Now, John, one of many interesting things about that is Richard Tissé prominently announcing himself to be a gay and married man, which has been out openly for quite a while, although there aren't many political ads that do that so overtly.
No, it reminds me a little bit of Marty Walsh during the Boston mayoral race, when he came out and talked about his problems with alcohol. And it was a very direct reference to something that people generally knew, but you don't normally see them in ads. So I think it's a little startling the first time you hear it. But I think also this is one of those open-ended ads that you can ask questions about anything. I mean, didn't Richard Tissé used to be taller? you can do this until kingdom come. And the substance, there's not much substance there. There's a lot of innuendo there. And I think that's exactly what they want. They want people to start wondering if there's some side of Seth Moulton that they're not aware of.
John Carroll, another set of ads you pointed out to us in which veterans are playing a big part, are a very close race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. This is, of course, the New Hampshire race between Scott Brown and Jean Shaheen. Here is an ad from the Council for American Job Growth from earlier this month.
There's a lot of veterans in New Hampshire that have to travel hours to see a doctor at the VA.
Jean Shaheen did something about that.
Jean Shaheen worked with both parties to pass the VA reform bill,
which is now allowing veterans to get health care outside of the VA system. And that means veterans are able to get care closer to their homes.
John, your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think this is trying to do a couple of different things. One is trying to point out that Jean Shaheen can work on a bipartisan basis, which a lot of voters want. They want to see some of that compromise. The other thing is that she's actually working for the people of New Hampshire. The whole Scott Brown campaign is about how out of touch she is and not working for the people of New Hampshire. She's trying to basically demonstrate the opposite of that.
The group behind that ad, the Council for American Job Growth, what is that group?
Yeah, this is a really interesting situation. It's a spinoff from Mark Zuckerberg and a number of Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. Their group is called Forward.us. That's usually about immigration issues. And why they wandered off into this area, I haven't been able to find anybody who's really sure of why. But they're certainly putting enough money. They're putting $1 million behind the campaign. So that's a pretty significant investment.
One more ad we want to play a piece of part of. This is one that came out 10 days after that one. It's also on the issue of vets. It's from the conservative group Concerned Vets for America.
Jean Shaheen and her allies are making false claims about her record on veterans. The truth? Shaheen refused to meet with veterans pushing for reform. She wasn't on the committee that wrote the reform legislation and refused to co-sponsor important VA reforms in the VA Management Accountability Act until after the VA scandal broke. When our veterans needed her, Jean Shaheen was AWOL.
John, could that be potentially damaging?
It could be. I mean, it feels a lot like the boilerplate at the end of a car ad. You know, I mean, there's a lot of really small stuff in there and vague stuff. I mean, who's the group that you wouldn't meet with, et cetera? This is a group, Concerned Veterans of America, is a group that appears to be funded by the Koch brothers. They are both pushing the government scandal, the VA scandal, and they're pushing these kinds of ad campaigns at candidates. So it's something that, again, gets a lot of traction in the public mind.
John Carroll is a professor of communication at Boston University. He also writes the Campaign Outsider blog, and he joins us regularly here on Radio Boston. John, thank you.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, price discrimination, how big online businesses are using big data to get you to pay more. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.